Blessed are the poor in spirit, of theirs in the kingdom of heaven.
Luke 18, 9-14. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all those who humble themselves will be exalted.
Hello again. I'm Juby. If you detected an accent, a Latin, very charming Latin accent, that's funny. It's because I'm from Brazil, and I'm married to Annie, and we live in the village. We have a baby girl called Arabella, who's right there. She's about to be two. And also, we are expecting a baby, another baby girl, coming in 2 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. So your prayers and thoughts are welcome. And if you can slip in a pack of nappies, size 2, family pack, that would be great. So, you know, sometimes I fall prey to my own imagination. And I, especially when I'm thinking about my baby girl forming in the womb. The other day, I imagined my girl passing by the jean store. That's where she can select all the features that she wants for herself. And she walks in, and on one side, there's a big picture of mommy's face. And on the other side, there's a big picture of daddy's face. And in the middle, an angel, ready to take her order and make things happen. So, and because I love this baby already, I imagined her making only wise choices. Wise choices only, because I want this baby to have the best life. So here the angel goes and says, okay, now, would you like mommy's hair or daddy's hair? Mummies. It's fuller. Okay, mummy's hair. Now, would you like mummy's eyes or daddy's eyes? Mummies. They're blue. Okay, good. Now, would you like mummy's eyebrows or daddy's eyebrows? Definitely mummies. Mummies, mummy's eyebrows. Okay, final question to you. Would you like mummy's nose or daddy's nose? Mummies. Mummy's nose. Mummies. Did you put mummies down? Mummies. Mummies. Okay, mummy's nose. Because my imagination still runs wild, I imagine this angel has power to define other things in my baby's life and arrange things that are beyond genetics. So the angel goes, okay, let's talk finance. Okay? This is not counting on mommy or daddy's money. This is your financial future we're talking about. Okay? Now, would you like to be rich or would you like to be poor? That's helpful. Now, I need some help here because I want my baby to make the best possible choice so she can have the best life. Should she choose to be rich or poor? Can I have help? Huh? What do you think? What do you think? Rich, why? You won't have a home if she's poor. that's right. So can you buy a home if you are rich? Oh, that's good then. What else can you do if you are rich? Huh? Can you buy a big box of chocolate? I'm talking about a whole year supply here. Can you do that if you are rich? Can you do it? A big one, not one of those pathetic 500 grams ones. We're talking about a year supply. Can we buy one of those? What can we buy if we are rich?
You can buy a dog.
A dog? I'm tempted. That's good stuff. Now, can you buy one of those glasses that help you travel, but you're still there? No? Virtual reality. Can you get that?
Yeah.
And if you are rich, can you actually travel to Cornwall?
Yeah.
Can you? I'm convinced. I think she should choose to be rich. Now, if we invited Jesus into this conversation, and if we asked him, Jesus, what should the baby choose? Now, perhaps Jesus would surprise us. He would say, blessed are the poor. What does Jesus mean, blessed are the poor? What does that mean, blessed? Well, blessed is a Bible word for happy, lucky. And Jesus is saying, happy are the poor. And he said many other things. He said, blessed are the poor, blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the pure in heart. What is Jesus talking about? He said a whole thing, a whole list of blessings, and they are called the Beatitudes. Can you say this big word with me? The Beatitudes. Am I saying it right? Is that how you say that in English? The Beatitudes. Okay, the Beatitudes. So that's what Jesus referred to. As we see the Beatitudes. And this time, we are launching a series starting today. That's lovely, but don't we have slides for my talk? If they're not there, is that what we have? Talk. Is that it? So forget about it. So just imagine, okay? Every first Sunday of the month, we are going to see one of these Beatitudes. We're starting a series today called The Beatitudes. And today we're going to examine what Jesus said, blessed are the poor. What does that mean? For Jesus, the blessed life is the best life. Sound bite for you. The blessed life is the best life. Can you repeat that with me?
The best.
You just sounded like a cult right now. Really unhappy people who are imprisoned in buildings. Repeating what the leader says. I would like you to say that with a bit of joy, like authentic. The blessed life
is the best life.
Now you sounded happy and blessed. Now, just a moment. We have to learn something about what Jesus means by blessed. When you go to the list, you may think that's what you have to do in order to get in the family of God. But that's not what Jesus means. I just want to... we can't do anything to get in the family. Okay? It's only what Jesus did that helps us in. That's the door in. Jesus is the door to the family. Now, the Beatitudes, they work like this. Who goes to school here? Go to school? You go to school? Yeah? Who else goes to school? Do you go to school? Do you go to school too, Rosie? No, but do you go now to school?
No.
You can. It's open. It's public. Do you go to school? Yes? Okay, so do you have a uniform? Yes. Do you have a uniform? A uniform like this? Not like this one. A much nicer one, I suppose. This is all I could get. So, do you have a school uniform like this? Yes? So, Question is, were you born in school? Oh, no. Well, that's a hard beginning, isn't it? So you were not born in school. You were born in a family. But when you wear this uniform, I hope it fits. When you wear this uniform, can people... had a cooked breakfast this morning. So when you wear this uniform, people can see that you go to this school. Is that right? Here, free merchandise, free marketing time. You go to this school. So the Beatitudes are much like that. When you do them, people see that you belong to the family of God. Now let's go and see what Jesus said. Blessed are the poor. Imagine a slide saying, blessed are the poor in spirit. Oh, that's better, isn't it? Blessed are the poor in spirit. What does that mean? Blessed are the poor in spirit. Does that mean that I ran out of my spirit? It's like I'm trying to find my spirit, and all I could find is this thing that I'm not going to use, but I have no spirit left? Huh? I'm trying to find my spirit, but there's no spirit left. I spent my spirit. Is that what being poor in spirit means? No? What does he mean? What does he mean, you think? Oh, that is theologically correct. That was beautiful. Being poor in spirit means it's how you see yourself. Okay? No one can be good enough to enter the family of God. And no one is bad enough that they can't come in. There's nothing we can do to enter. We're spiritually poor. We need Jesus, who's very rich in spirit, to help us get in. Now, yes. Let me ask you a few questions. Three questions, and the answer is all the same. Is it good for you to obey your parents?
Yes.
Yeah, I see one of them going... My parents, maybe other parents. Is it good for you to obey your parents? Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Is it good for you to go to school and do your homework? Yes?
Yes?
Yes? No. Yes, it is good. Is it good for you to go to church?
Yes.
Yes, you are in church. Good. Now, all of these things are very good, but do they get you in God's family? Can you come to Jesus and say, Jesus, I did my homework. I want to be in your family. Can you do that? Can you, Jesus, I'm going to church every Sunday. Can I be in your, can I get into your family?
No.
No. Jesus, I shared the crisp with a friend. A really big one. Can I get into your family?
No.
No. It's what Jesus did. Because of what he did, we can get in. So why is this important? Just two final things to say. Why is it good for us to be spiritually poor? On the one hand, look at this hand. On this one hand, when I screw up, huh? When I don't do my homework, when I'm angry at people, when I say what I don't want to say really, when I feel jealous, when I feel bad about myself, I remember my spiritually empty pockets. I'm not in God's family because I'm good. God's good, so I feel I just need to say sorry. I just need to ask God to help me change. And He will. God does that. On the other hand, if I do good, if I share my gum with my friend, if I do my homework, if I don't talk back at my parents, if I come to church without kicking, if I do all these things, I may feel that I'm good. I'm okay, actually. But that's not enough. And the grown-ups could say, I do yoga. I am mindful. I give money to charity. I recycle. I'm going rubbish free. You can say all of this, and it is all good stuff, but it's not good enough for you to enter the family of God. It's because of what Jesus did for you that you can enter. And then we can be poor in spirit, and that's okay. That's okay. Yes! And that's why we can welcome Wilfred in God's family, because of what Jesus did. Best, the best life, the blessed life is the best life. Can you do that just once more? The best life
is the best life.
I'm just going to put my badge here, my poor in spirit badge, okay? Sorry, Sally, I'm just ruining your uniform. Just to remind me, I don't need to be spiritually rich to get in. I belong to God's family because of Jesus. Thank you very much, and I see you hopefully next first Sunday of the month, and next Sunday perhaps. Thank you.